Our gospel reading comes from Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 36. Then Jesus gave them this illustration. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and uses it to patch an old garment, for then the new garment would be ruined, and the new patch wouldn't even match the old garment. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the new wine would burst the wineskins, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine must be stored in new wineskins, but no one who drinks the old wine seems to want the new wine. The old is just fine, they say. This is the reading of God's word. May God be praised. You may be seated. I don't know about you, but I love Michigan summers. I think we have spectacular summers. So many good things to enjoy in being outside. It's light, there's water, there's just life everywhere. And now we find ourselves, on the cusp of fall. And that's another really good season in Michigan. We look forward to the leaves changing. They're so beautiful. And they start falling from the trees and they swirl down to the ground, and the wind will dance with the leaves, and sometimes they'll come up with a little wind devil in the road and you'll see them go up for a moment and then scatter. You see things in the fall that show you that it's changing and it feels pretty good. Then the W word. We're followed by Michigan winter. I don't have to tell you much about that, but it's kind of gray and it's kind of long. I enjoy the winter, but you may not be in that boat yourself. But then, after the winter, we know that spring will come, that the trees will bud again, that the leaves will come out, that the birds will return and they will sing, and life will be in the open flow as we enjoy it here. Now, are the Michigan winters worth the great Michigan spring, summer, and fall? I think they are. We accept the cycle of change in nature as something that simply is. We may not like certain aspects of it, but we don't really fight it. We know this is how it's going to be. When my daughter was little, we would rake leaves and then play in them. We'd jump in the leaves. We'd throw leaves at each other. It was such a wonderful time. Well, she grew up and went to high school. Then she went away to college. Then she went away to another college. And now she's 24. And we don't do that anymore. Makes me a little sad thinking about how happy I was having those memories. But at the same time, the change is good. My daughter is an independent grown-up, not living in our basement. And she's healthy, and she's finding her own path. She will jump in the leaves with someone someday, and she will have the same happy memories. Didn't have to like the change, but I accepted it. And those warm memories keep me going. For the Christian disciple, is there another way to think about change than it's awful? Yes, there is a hope that will not disappoint us as followers of Jesus. And that sure hope to put your trust in is a person, Jesus Christ, God's Son. When Jesus told the parable of the wineskins, he was talking to people who despised change. They hated it. They were the religious establishment, the leaders. They liked things nice and boxy. They wanted to put God in a box. When the relationship with God first started, it was a clay pot that was being molded out in the Sinai desert. But over time, those beliefs and those practices became hardened and rigid. And by the time that Jesus lived, they were like poured over with concrete. Nothing was going to change. Well, what happens when you do that is that you take control away from God and you try to put God in a little box. And if you don't know by now, God doesn't live in little boxes. There is a prophet named Jeremiah. In chapter 18 of his book, God said, I want you to go down to the potter's house. This was 600 years before Jesus. So Jeremiah did that. He went down there and he watched the potter do what he had seen him do many times. And God said, what do you see? Jeremiah said, I see the potter doing his job. He picks up the clay, he molds it, he throws it, he spins it, and he shapes it. And if something doesn't turn out just the way he wants, he puts it back together, throws it, and does it again until it's right. And God said to Jeremiah in the potter's house, don't I, God, the potter, have the right to do that with you, my people, the clay? And that's the message that Jeremiah delivered. In Jesus' day, wine was a safer thing to drink than a lot of the water. It was everywhere. They served it at meals. So they would grow the grapes, they would mash them, they'd get the juice out of it, and then they would put it with some ingredients and put it in animal skins, wine skins. These were fresh skins that were elastic, because when you seal up something fermenting, it creates pressure and gas. And after a certain time, you could open it and the wine would pour. And Jesus said, that's really not the way to follow God. He wasn't talking about wine and wineskins, was he? It was a symbol. The people he was talking to said, no, 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 I don't want to change. I like my concrete pot that I think I can simply insert God in and pull out and look at sometimes. But a few listened, and they became the first generation of Jesus' followers. For 46 years, I have been following Jesus. Imperfectly, but I have been following. And I know three things for sure about change. Let me tell you, and then I'll come back to them. First, things change whether I like it or not. Change is obvious. It happens. Two, accepting change can be really, really hard. It's not always fun. Number three, what I do with change is not an obstacle to my faith. It's actually an opportunity to let the Spirit of Jesus flow in me and through me and do the great things that Jesus wants to accomplish in the world around me. 46 years I've learned, and I'm still learning, that my faithfulness is, and my hope is true. Why? Hebrews 13:8 is a verse I want to teach you and help you memorize. It's easy. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would you say that with me? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Congratulations, you just memorized the Bible verse. Well, back to those points. First, things change whether I like it or not. It's obvious that change happens. My hair used to be jet black. Now it's silver. I've had different jobs through the years. They begin, they end. My children, three of them, I was there when they were born. And now they're all adults living in different places. Sometimes relationships begin, and then they end. And sometimes the end is kind of painful. What I know is that I change, but Jesus doesn't. And that's a sure hope I can found my faith on. I like to live in a state of denial sometimes, because I just don't want to admit what's going on. But don't we learn that things and people change anyway, even if I pretend they don't? A quote that I don't know the author, but it's a wonderful quote. It says, "Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some God uses to clear the path." Jesus' followers can accept the reality and the disruption of change. Why? Because our hope is sure. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's say it again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, the second thing I've learned, accepting change can be really hard. It can be uncomfortable, it can be unpleasant, it can be downright painful. Sometimes, you'll be surprised to know this, I even exaggerate the nature of the problem and the change. When you change and accept it, though, this is called growth. This is a good thing. Like we like our children to grow up, well, we have to grow up in Christ. That is something that's essential. And to do that, you have to admit that you are not the one in charge. That's hard to accept. But putting God in the driver's seat, that's where it's at. John Lennon said, "Life is what happens when you're making other plans." Look at the story of Andrew and Peter. Talk about change. They were fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. In those days, they had a routine. Every day, they would get up, they'd go down to the lake, they'd fix their nets, they'd get in the boat, they'd push out. For as long as it took, they would fish. They'd drop their nets over and pull those smelly fish into the boat. After a long time of doing that, they would bring the boat back in, get the fish out, go sell them, go home, and eat, probably fish, and then they would collapse. Then the next day, they'd get up and do it again. You ever been in those cycles? Yeah, it's boring. It's also safe because it's predictable. So Jesus comes along and he says, "Come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men." And the scripture says that they left their nets at once. Talk about a cataclysmic change. They went away from all that safety and followed Jesus. And through the time they spent with him, they were alternately inspired and discouraged, strong and then weak, brave and then cowardly. But as they grew in their faith, they accepted the new wine into the new wineskin. Why? Because they knew that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Third thing, what I do with change is not an obstacle to my faith, but it's rather an opportunity for me to let God work through me. We can resist change like concrete, but things and people change anyway. We can lash out at change and maybe the people we think are causing the change and leave a path of hurt and disappointment in our wake. But things and people change anyway. Or we can look to God for guidance, trusting that God holds us in the palm of his hands and that things and people change anyway, even when this is hard, even when this is out of our comfort zones. God is there to guide us through. We are not held hostage by it. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Followers of Jesus know that our lives on earth are temporary assignments. It's shorter than we probably realize. The older I get, the faster time seems to go. And James says we're like smoke that's here and then it's gone. We are citizens of an eternal kingdom, though, and what we do here matters in that kingdom. As we learn to trust God's way through change, we can help others as they navigate change. For Jesus' followers, one thing doesn't change: our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ. Now, because we have gone through some things and some changes, we can help others who are doing the same thing. If you've been through a divorce, and you have a friend who's going through a divorce, you don't know exactly how they feel, but you can empathize, and you can show that person compassion and kindness and God's love. Maybe you've had a serious illness, or someone around you has been very, very sick. You know what that feels like. You can help someone else who's going through the same thing right now. Maybe you've had a miscarriage, or you've lost a loved one that was so dear to you. There are other people grieving right now. You can help them and share God's love. You lose job, you're disappointed in people, you get discouraged because of circumstances. You know what those feelings are like. And the people around us, they're living those things too. If we can insert God's love and our sure hope in Christ into that situation, we can make a difference. That's the way many people first know Jesus. These are not obstacles. These are opportunities to show why faith matters to a follower of Jesus. Imperfectly, yes, that's how we do it. But this is how we bring others to a saving knowledge of Christ. Faith is the language of hope, and we have it in abundance. As a follower of Jesus, that is a hope to ground your life on. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would you say it with me one more time? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Through life's changes, O God, we know that you are faithful. The longer we follow Jesus, the more we know our hope is sure. Amplify our trust. Help us to see you at work in our lives, and then help us reach out to those who are hurting and share with them our hope and your love. Amen.